Shebatayra, Shefrishu Moyes Likinayim. At the original, the beginning, this Mitzayra set aside money for his kinyan. He knows he's going to have to eventually, when it becomes Tor, bring two birds, one for a chatas, one for an erla. So right now, we set aside the money for both of these. Likinayim. So lacharis, rotza lahovi ben chatas behema yavi. Let's say then, the guy becomes rich. So at the time now, when he wants to bring his kabonis, now he cannot bring any more birds. But now he has to bring behemoths. It's only a dal. If he's poor, he can bring the yifus. But if he becomes rich, and now it becomes tor, so lachriz, he has to bring a behemoth now. So if he just set aside this money stam, that this money should be for his kineim, and then he becomes rich, he's allowed to use this money now for the kabonis, for the behemoths. So lachriz, rotzel havi bem chatis behema yavi. If he wants to, he can bring use the money for korban chatis. If he wants to, with this money, he could bring the korbanos. That's what he wants. If he wants to, he could do it. In other words, he's allowed to use all this money just for the korban chatis. He still has to bring the korban oilo. So the rest of the money, will have to bring more money from his house to bring it. But as long as at the beginning, he only said this money is set aside for my korbanos also mitzayra, even though at that time he was a poor person, but since he did not speak out clearly that this much money is for the chatas oif, and this is for the oilas oif, since it's stam money, later when he becomes rich, he's allowed to use this money to buy his korban. What about the mace? Let's say the mitzayra dies before he brought his korbanos. For ha yulai moyes tumin, and he had money that he set aside stam for his korbanos. Allah was yiplul in the davla. He's supposed to take this money and use it for the davla. So here we see it's not only halacha by a nazir, it's not only, but who had this for other cases also. Even after by a mitzvah also this halacha. Not only by a nazir. Sakon, he said before, the halacha is only by a nazir. So Mursa Zayn Echanami, Tani nazir v'chai v'kinim t'domilei. When it says halacha by nazir and Echanami, means other cases also, that's daima to this, t'domilei. Ulafuke mehor, it only means to exclude another case. It's lafuke mehor, this case you don't have it. Plenachanami. By the nazir and the mitzvah are like one another. So Tayyaz asked the question of second Tayyaz, for my dummy, le nazir, how is a nazir daima to a mitzvah? How are they like? So Tayyaz says, Shemevian al dover echod shne kabonis. That both of them have the chiyah for one thing to bring two kabonis. Like a nazir has to bring two kabonis, who are din a mitzvah for the one inyan of mitzvahs, when it comes to has to bring two kabonis. K'may nazir on his arrest of yoledes a mitzvah, shemevim ganeim adov arechod, beis kabonis. That's how they're like. Yoledes also. The fact she gave birth, she has to bring two kabonis. So for one action, like one inyan is mechayiv you two kabonis, any case like that, that's the locha. So if you have moyes tumim, that's left over that you can't bring it, you can't use it for traditional carving, at the lachriz, you use it now, l'nadava, for the kayat samizbeich. Alright, turn over. Samara says now, ulafuke mehor. What does it mean, halacha, by these and not someplace else? Means lafuke, this case. Titania, we learned like this. Mishahoya mechuyev chatis. Somebody had a chiyah to bring korban chatis. The yom and the person said, Hareya lai oila. So the kid to this person now put upon himself like two chiyuvim. He has the chiyah to bring korban chatis. This person ate chalev, he ate dam, b'shegeg. So lachar is he has to bring korban chatis. And then later he says upon himself, Hareya lai lovi oila. He's mechayev himself not to bring the oila, or listen to double, let's say. He's mechayev to bring a korban oila. The yom arei alai oila. The hifrish shmoyis. And now he set aside money. The yom and he said like this. So right now this person has a chiyev to bring two kabonis. He has a chiyev to bring a chatas and a chiyev to bring an oila. And he says, the yomar, harei elu l'chevosi, that this money that I'm setting aside is for my chayev, for my obligations. So lachar is, he has two obligations. Now he has two chayevs. So therefore, rotzel avi ben chatas beima, if he wants to use this money for chatas beima, lo yavi oilas beima. He should not use it for the oilas beima. Rotzel habi behen. He said, "Hare el chabos again." That this money is for my choiv. So he meant to say is that from this money, I have to be yotze my choivos. So in other words, this money like was set aside for his korban chatis and for his korban ayla. Therefore, rotzel habi ben chatis beim alayavi. If he wants to use all the money just for chatis, he can't do it because he has dinei ayla mixed in here. Oilas beim alayavi. If he just wants to bring, spend all this money on the korban ayla, he can't do it. Because Metchili said, Hare elu lechavosi, that this money is set aside for my chayv. And my chayv is sought to bring an ayla and a chattis. So what he has to do is, he has to make sure that with this money he has, to buy two korbanos. And one korban is the chattis and one is the ayla. But he can't spend all the money just on one korban. What about mace? Let's say this person dies now. To hoyul and mayistumin. And he had money, stam, that he set aside for his chayvus, is Yechul Yam HaMelech. Then the stam money has to go to Yam HaMelech. Since he has the chiyuv to bring the korban chatis, and that's the lacha by a chatis that the money goes to Yam HaMelech, so the money has to go to Yam HaMelech. So the kids say, it's lafuke this halacha over here. Here we say, if he's mace and the money, what do you do with the money here? You do not use this money from the dovis, like we use it by a nozir or by a mitzvah or a ledis, but rather here, the money, even though it's tumim, the lachor is yechul yam melech. So this case is different than nozir. That's what the Gemara before said, that talacha by nozir means only by nozir and the domile. The domile means that because of one thing, he has to bring two kabonis. Lafuke, this case here, this case is different. This case, why does he have to bring us two kabonis? For two different reasons. His chattis he has to bring because he ate chaylev, he ate dam, that's why he has to bring his chattis. His korban oyla is because he was mekabel upon himself to bring a korban oyla. So here, since there are two different chiyuvim to bring two different kavanas, here we don't have that locha. Here, if the person dies and he has the money left over with this money, the whole money is yechul yam melech. He has to throw the money away and we can't use it with a double. Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi said, Hodi Yarmer, that we said, Mufuroshim Loi, in our Mishnah, that if the Ish already explained exactly the money, for what purpose she wants to use it, then the leftover money we don't use for Nadova. So Mara says, Loi Taima, don't say, the Omer that she had to speak out, Eilu Lechatosi, the Eilu Lelosi, the Eilu Lishlishlami, that this Nazir, this lady that was a Nazir, she spoke out clearly that the money I'm setting aside now, one third is for the Chattis, one third is for the one third is for Shlomim, that's not what Mefroshim has to mean. Doesn't have to mean that she spoke out so much. El Afilu Omar, Eilu Lechatosi Ula Losi Ula Shlomi, Mefroshim Hain. Even if she just speaks out that this money should be for my Chattis, for my Eilu, for my Shlomim, that's also called Mefroshim. Now, Stamim means she just Stam says, this is for my Kavanis. But she does not say which carbon. Well, she speaks out, this money is for my oila chatas shlomim, that's called mefroshim, that then the lachor is, the money does not go linadava, but then the money goes for shlomim, for an oila, and the chatas, that's called the yam melech. Vika the yam sounds like this, Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi said, loy teimah don't say, adi oma elu lechatasi ulo losi lishlami. That's the mefroshim does not only mean if she speaks out that this money should be for my chatas umar lumar shlami, el afilu, but even if she only says el omar, elu lechavasi, harelu mefroshim. Even if she speaks out and says, you know, she doesn't only say this money is for kabonis, but she speaks out this money is for my obligations, lechavasi, that's also called mefroshim. That's also called that she's speaking out, this money is set aside for my ola, for my chatas, for my shlamim. Since she says, l'chavosi. So then, stumim would mean, she doesn't even say, these are for my chavosi. She just says, this money is set aside to be used, but she doesn't even say, l'chavosi. Harei heim for Russia. All my rabbis, rabbis says, now, hodi amon, that's what we said, moya stumim, yitlu nadova, that if the money is stam, she doesn't even say, elu l'chavosi. She just says this money should be used. So then it's called stam. That the locher, so locher is then yitl in the dover. It says like this. Moyestumim yitl in the dover. Im naflu dimei chattis v'beneim. Let's say the money that's supposed to be used for the chatas falls away. So halacha is harayin kimufroshim. Once the money of the chatas falls away, then the halacha is it's not called stuvim anymore. The money does not go for the davar. Then fakert. Then the money you have to use here for a shlomim and ask for an ayla. In other words, that we have halacha l'moshim sinai, that the money of a nazir that was stam goes on the davar. It's only if the demei chatas is still mixed up in it. But if for some reason the demei chatas she uses it, she like set aside this much money is for the chatas. The rest of the money is stam. Then we do not have the halacha that this stam money goes on the davar. And Tani Chabas Rav will bring it right to Rav Rosa. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Daf Chav Vav Omer Aleph. We just do again the last Gemara over again. That the last Kiddush we had was at Omer Rav Ashi. Ho di Amrit. That we said before, Pshana Mishnah. That Mefuroshin. If the Nazir explained clearly for what he wants the money for, then we say it goes for those Kabbonis and not Linadova. So he said, Loi Teim Adiyom Ha'elu L'chatose V'elu L'yolosi V'elu L'shlomi. It doesn't mean that he had to speak out so clearly that this should be clearly for my chatas, for my yolof, my shlomim. Ela filu wa me'elu lechatos, ilo losi lo shlomi, mefuroshin hein. That's also called mefuroshin hein. And the big chiddush was, v'ika di amrin, some say, the domer of Ashi, loy teime, don't say, ad di yom me'elu lechatos, ilo losi lo shlomi, don't say you have to say that much. Ela filu wa me'elu lechavosi, harei hein ke mefuroshin. That even if you only say harei elu lechavasi, this money should be for my chavasi, that's also called kimafroshin. If so, so then what's called stumim then? Like if elu lechavasi means mafroshin, so what's called stumim? So Tosfos says like this: Haino kiyama lekabonas niziroisai. She has to say this should be for my kabonas niziroisai. If she says this money is for my kabonas, that's called stam. But once she says l'chayvasi, by saying the word l'chayvasi, now we see she means to explain like this money is for my chayv, which is to bring an oyla shlomim and a chatis, that's called moyas mefroshis. Omar Rav, Rav says like this now, Hodi Yamara, that's how we said, moyas stumim, yiplul nedova, that's what our Mishnah says, we had before, salach l'moshe misinai, that if she has a leftover money, that she only set aside stam for her kabonis. So the locher is the money now goes in the dover. So the rabbi says, im noflo de mechatis mivineim, if the money of the chatis goes away from it, harehen kimufroshim, then the leftover money is like mufurish, that with the leftover money you have to bring half of it for an oila, and half of it for shlomim. In other words, the halach l'moshe misinai, that the nazir has leftover money, that the money goes in the dover. It's only if the money of the chatas is mixed in there. But it will soon see the case that first she sets aside a little bit of money for the chatas. And the rest of the money she says, l'chaybosi. So the rest, or she says, l'karbonos. So the rest of the money is not considered stomim, but it has a lach of mefurish. In other words, the halach of Moshe Mitzvah was only said when you have the demei chatas mixed in there. Like we'll soon see the more.